318-754-0001. That's 318-754-0001. When you're in the prayer chamber, press star 5 to put your hand up for prayer.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
The theme, the verses that I read was 1 John, the second chapter, 28 and 29 verses. And then I read 1 John, the third chapter, 1 through 3. Amen. And the subject for today is continue in Christ until he returns. Now remember, I told you I had been doing a three-part series, and the name of the series was How Can We Be Ready When Jesus Come Again? And under that three-part series, the first one I preached was watch and be ready, because we don't know the day, the hour, or whatever, what time he's coming back. We don't know that. That's why he's telling us to watch and be ready. And the second one that I preached on was, hallelujah, be encouraged in the face of death. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. And the first one, watch and be ready, that came out of Matthew 24, 42 through 44. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Hallelujah. Matthew 24, 42 through 44. Hallelujah. Amen. And today's subjects I gave in the beginning, 1 John 2:28 and 1 John 3:1-3. Amen. So here we have the Apostle John in 1 John 2:28 had just concluded his message on fellowship. So now he's moving from fellowship to sonship, meaning sons of God. Now, as he pointed out the difference while he was discussing the fellowship, he brought out the difference between light and darkness in 1 John 1:3. And also 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. I'm going to go slow because I just write the verses down. You can go back and read this. Amen. He talked on love and hate. That was in 1 John 2, verses 7 through 17. 1 John 2, verse 7 through 17. And then he ended his message on truth and error. That came from John chapter 2, verses 18 through 27. Amen. So John went on to explain that a real Christian lives a life of obedience, because it's impossible to live in fellowship with God if you are disobedient, hateful, and untruthful. So here in verse 28, John used three words to encourage us on how to live in fellowship with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The first word he gave was abide. Amen. Abide means to dwell, remain, abide. So it refers to the Holy Spirit that lives in us. He's abiding in us. He lives in us. He remains in us. So if we abide in the Word, that means that we can continue in Christ Jesus until He come again. Hallelujah. Because we allowing the Word to do the work. We're not allowing ourselves to do the work, but we allowing the Word to do the work. Amen. And then John started out by addressing the believers. He started out by saying, little children. But he realized that the affection that he had for them, it went further than his calling them little children. He said, my dear children. That's a love of affection. And that's how we ought to feel about one another. When I'm up ministering, I ought to feel that I love y'all. And I'm telling things that is for your good and for my good. I have enough love. It's just like when we sit down and we talk to our children. The first thing we tell our children, when we get ready to tell them something they may not like, we tell them, I love you, but I need to tell you this. I had to learn that. Because when I raised Pastor Gordon, John, and James, I didn't do that. I told them, sit down and listen. I didn't ask the Holy Spirit to show me nothing. Because I know when they sit there, they're going to listen. I didn't have no question about it. Amen? Hallelujah. So here, John say, what I have to tell you, I need you to listen. Because it's for your good. Because the reason why John wrote this was the fact that there was some false teaching, antichrist, in the midst. See, that's what we have to beware of. And I'm so glad when pastor preach and teach and say, like today, he just woke up, remember the truth from the beginning. And that's what John is telling the readers today. Remember the truth. And that truth is the Holy Spirit that is in us, that abides in us, that live in us, that instruct us, that direct us, that lead us, that guide us, that give me joy when there is no joy. Because He live in me. And see, when He living in you, you don't have to wait on man to give you that joy. Hallelujah. Amen. And then John pointed out to the believers that if they let that Word abide in them, and if they believe that Word and obey that Word, and by loving one another, because you can't obey the Word and don't love one another. You go and talk all you want, I love you. But it ain't by what your words say. It's by your action. Hallelujah. And if they just believe it, trust it, and obey it, you can resist anything the enemy throw up to you. Because the Word inside of you is doing the work. The Word said, don't worry about that enemy. I got the enemy. Don't worry about that battle. I got that battle too. Ain't that good when you have to rely on the Holy Spirit and don't have to rely on yourself? That's good news. Hallelujah. And then it's, John told him, remember that truth from the beginning. All right. Just hold on to that. Yes. Because one thing about the Holy Spirit, He is the Spirit of truth and not lies. And not only that, but He teaches us all things. Yes. I remember when I was going to theology school. Remember, just as good. And I used to call Sister Gordon. I say, Sister Gordon, would you type up a thesis? I ain't know nothing about none of that. But you know what the Lord told me? He say, the Holy Ghost that I gave you, that's all the teacher you need. And so when somebody asked me, did I been to school? I say, yes. I've been to the Holy Ghost school. Because the Holy Ghost did this. Barbara Herman didn't go get no teaching from nobody. But the what I got, the Holy Ghost did it. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when the Holy Ghost teaches y'all, you ain't got to be worried about it's a mistake. You don't have to worry about, is He telling me the right thing? When He tell you, it's the truth. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And the second word, now remember the first word was abide. Now we're going to appear. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to be nice today. I'm going to try. This is where John mentioned the return of Christ and a coming judgment. Amen. This is the only time that John mentioned that was here in verse 28 of 1 John. Because Revelation takes us to the complete picture of what's going to happen. Amen. But although Christians will not be judged by their sins, that's what John was trying to bring out. You're not going to be judged by your sins. But they will be judged on the basis of their faithfulness in serving Christ. Let me say that again. They will be judged on the basis of their faithfulness in serving Christ. Amen, Reverend Herman. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 15, it speaks of Paul and Apollos and how Paul himself could plant and Apollos could water. But only God can give the increase. So it don't matter how much you plant, no matter how much you water, God still got to give that increase. Hallelujah. And went on to say that he who plants and who waters are in the sense they are both have the same object and aim. One foundation that each build on that. See, that foundation is what you build on. You don't build on no other foundation. You build on that solid foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. And if everybody, see, that's why they said, Paul planted, Apollos water. See, what Paul did, he gave the word. And that same word that Apollos gave, it was the same thing Paul was doing. So God could do nothing but give the increase. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he our solid rock. He's that rock that can't be moved. He's that rock that give you peace in the midnight hour. He's that rock that comforts you. Hallelujah. I don't know, but just see, I'm speaking for myself. I'm talking to Reverend Herman. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 14, verse 10. Romans chapter 14, verse 10 says, why judge your brother? For we all, not some of us, we all have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So why are you talking about me? I ain't no better than the rest of you. Because I'm not going to be exempt. I'm going to have to stand before them too.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQG,